From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The pandemic has put the importance of medical care under a sharp spotlight, and in particular, the importance of mental health. As many struggle with anxiety, job loss, and grief, the strained mental health care system is even more stressed. Shalina Chutlani of the Gulf States Newsroom looks at the resources people are turning to cope.
On a rainy day in downtown New Orleans, photographer Matthew Seltzer walks down a busy street as people come in and out of shops and cafes.
Yeah, I like people that are being themselves, being true and authentic. I do love dogs also.
When COVID hit in 2020, Seltzer lost his day job. Then his grandfather passed away. He was overcome with anxiety, depression, and feelings of isolation. He sought relief and connection behind the lens of his camera, snapping photos to capture the charm of the Crescent City.
For those brief seconds, life felt normal, but you could tell everybody was still struggling and the weight of the pandemic was heavy.
Seltzer also tried to get help from a therapist. Demand was so high, though, he couldn't find one. He turned to online resources, YouTube videos, and eventually called a mental health hotline.
You know, I felt awkward with it, like out of my comfort zone, but I feel like a lot of it does help for people that need someone to talk to, you know, right away.
Data acquired from mental health and crisis hotlines in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama show that lots of people have sought this type of help. Calls to hotlines have been on the rise over the last 5 years and skyrocketed during the pandemic. One national hotline saw an increase of 23% in average monthly calls between 2020 and 2021.
It's a lot higher of a volume of intensity to the phone calls.
Sherrod Crespo is a clinical supervisor at ViaLink, a nonprofit in New Orleans, which runs a handful of phone, text, and email hotlines, including one that popped up during the pandemic called Keep Calm. She says attitudes around mental health were already shifting before the pandemic, but during COVID-19,
people hit their breaking point where they were like, I'm not going to be stoic anymore. I need to talk about what I'm going through. I'm freaking out.
These hotlines don't provide therapy, but can help point people to more long-term solutions. And the types of solutions people need now aren't just emotional relief, but housing, food, and safety.
Since COVID and then these natural disasters that keep happening and the financial effects and the physical effects of the illness, there's a lot more intense need.
States like Alabama and Mississippi are among the last in the nation for the number of mental health providers per capita. So there are a lot of tools popping up to fill the gap. New Orleans Public Television launched a weekly show called Coping During the COVID Crisis, co-hosted by Roy Salgado.
We're anxious, and it's okay.
Salgado is a mental health counselor at the University of Holy Cross in New Orleans. The goal of the show is to provide mass therapy for a range of emotional issues people have had during the pandemic, from anxiety to concerns over socializing again.
Every mental health provider that I know, every single one that I know, has a waiting list. This show offers people an opportunity to acquire skills and coping skills that perhaps goes out to more people instead of touching one individual, one couple, or one family at a time.
The show has gone from a limited series into multiple seasons because people want it. Salgado says one of the silver linings of the pandemic is that people are taking their mental health more seriously.
Yes, we have these needs, we have these deficits, but not all of it is negative. We have our strengths. We have learned that we are adaptable as a species of people and that we are resilient.
And he hopes the resources we're developing now can stick around when the memories of lockdowns and mask mandates fade. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chutlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.